For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Four Paws Animal Clinic in Columbia cares for many dogs and cats, but the clinic has been treating its patients away from its normal home in the suburb of Forest Acres for more than a year. It was essentially destroyed by the historic flood of October 2015. Looking back, Will Warren, whose wife co-owns Four Paws, recalled the ordeal of removing many feet of water that filled the building located adjacent to the overflowing Gills Creek.
It created just a big lake there, and believe it or not, the power was still on in the building, and you couldn't get the power turned off until it was dry. So on the back of a trailer, we put five trash pumps and blew the water over the wall till we could drain the entire area. Spent about 16 hours pumping water over the wall to get it dry enough so we could get SCNG to come in and pull the meters. Then it started raining again. We had to do it again.
Veterinarian Nori Warren said red tape from FEMA and the Small Business Administration kept the owners spinning for months without definitive answers.
One story would filter through, and then they go, no, you can't do that. And then the next one would come through, and you can do this, but it has to be 10 feet in the air, and you have to build such that whatever you build is it. So it's kind of been, we've been the roller coaster ride for sure.
Fortunately, said her husband, the clinic got a new, if temporary, lease on life, thanks to a friend.
Even, you know, while the water was still at up around Four Paws, he called and said, look, I've got this building, and if you want it, please let me know. And without him, you know, this wouldn't be happening today, because who knows where you'd have to go.
The Warrens plan to return to Forest Acres, but FEMA restrictions have forced them to abandon their hopes of returning to the original building, even though the thick, steel-reinforced walls easily withstood the flood's 10-foot waters.
So we would have had to waterproof all the way up to the roof line. And they pretty much said that we couldn't do that because the building should not be able to withstand the pressure per square inch of water. And of course, we laughed and said, well, it already has. It did. And they were like, well, we don't care. You can't do it.
Warren said one source of strength during the clinic's trials has been its supportive clients who have followed Four Paws to its temporary quarters in Five Points.
The clients have been awesome. At least 3 times a day I hear somebody, I'd really like for y'all to stay here. And if the building were a little bit bigger and stuff, that would be a great temptation. But it's just not large enough for us to operate as we want to operate.
Meanwhile, Warren said, taxes are still being assessed on what is now essentially unusable property. But the owners did meet with the assessor and worked out a lower tax bill.
The funny question, I think, is he asked us, he said, well, what do you think the building's worth? And my business partner, Tracy, said a negative $25,000. He said, why do you say that? And she said, well, it's not worth anything. And if we have to tear the building down, it's probably going to cost us $25,000 to do. So in my viewpoint, that's what it's worth right now, is a negative $25,000.
The Warrens have located a suitable building, but delays will keep them in their cramped environment probably into the fall or later. But the veterinarian remains hopeful.
But overall, every day, we are just so thankful that we're here and that we're working and that we're taking care of our clients and stuff. But it will feel like home when we get back to Forest Acres.
Warren hopes the pets that she cares for will feel the same. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.